Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's 101.9 Chai FM. Joining us on the line, Rabbi Yossi Goldman of the Sydenham Shul, making way for new leadership. Rabbi Goldman, good morning. How are you?
Thank God, Howard. Good morning to you and everybody listening.
It's an incredible thing. We were chatting on air earlier this week about the difficulties in handing over leadership. Some of it I'm sure a lot of it is around the fact that you've spent so many years building, caretaking, nurturing, making sure that this baby of yours is well taken care of. The decision to hand over leadership can never be an easy one. Take us through your process.
Well, you're quite right. It took many months of thinking and planning and debating and discussing and, frankly, agonizing. Took me quite some months to get my head around the idea, because thank God I'm well and consider myself still young and vital and active. I hope to still do a lot with my life in many years to come, please God, with Hashem's help. But it was a combination of trying to be forward-thinking and proactive and, dare I say, visionary in trying to see what is the next generation going to look like and what do I have to do to ensure that there is, in fact, the next generation and many generations to come, please God. And the reality is that if you look at congregations around the world, not just in South Africa, but it's a common experience that, you know, unless something is done in a proactive way, just by the laws of nature, people get older and people pass on. And unless there's a new generation to step forward, something will just deteriorate until it dies. And I would hate to see my life's work going that way. And so rather than allow that to happen, we thought we need to step in and take some proactive measures.
What's interesting is there's no doubt that you've looked around, and obviously we're not naming communities, but there have been many communities that have fallen into that trap where the decisions weren't taken at the right time, and then unfortunately land up being taken at the wrong time where you're salvaging rather than handing a vibrant and successful community to the next generation. To some extent, your leadership over the last while, and remind me how many years, I don't know why I think it's 13 years, but I can't, it might be more than that, at Sydenham Shul, this actually is an act of real leadership.
Now, I've been at Sydenham over 34 years.
34 now. Years, wow.
Which is a lifetime.
Absolutely.
My colleague, Rabbi Hudson.
Oh, sorry, he's been there for 13 years.
I'm handing over, he's been with me for 13 years.
Right.
And we've worked together really seamlessly. And I'm looking forward that this should be, dare I say, the smoothest and most seamless transition in congregational history, because it's usually a rabbi retires and then they put out ads in the newspaper looking for new rabbis, and you have auditions and then they choose someone and the people don't know him and have to get, it takes a few years to settle in. Here's someone who's been part of the shul for 13 years, who people know, who knows the community, who know we've been working together, we've been doing projects together, especially now during COVID. I mean, it's actually interesting how divine providence works, because this is, we began talking about this before COVID started, but with COVID, he and I have been working more closely together than ever before. And he's really stepped up to the plate. I mean, the Zoom events, he's been the driving force behind our Zoom events, in which I think we had the most and the best, if I dare say, of a very issue, maybe internationally. We've had hundreds of Zoom events which have attracted thousands and thousands of people from all over the world. We now have a following outside Sydenham Highlands North. We have a following in Cape Town. We have a following in
America.
Yeah.
It's amazing what this has done. If the opportunity was seized. Mm.
So it really will be seamless. But you know, I've had a lot of reaction from congregants who've been with me for all these 34 years, and they're horrified at the thought. And I have to reassure them that I'm not leaving town, that I'm not leaving the shul. I'm around. I need a shul to daven in, and I'll be around. I won't maybe be here every single day, every single week. If I have invitations to travel and lecture, I hope to accept them. But I'm around, and as Rabbi Emeritus for life, if they want me for their life cycle events, I'll be happy to accommodate them if I'm around. And I coined a phrase. I said, I'm opening a new chapter, but I'm not closing the book.
Absolutely. That is awesome. That's exactly how. But as you mentioned, you know, you now will have the ability to maybe share some of your wisdom and your experience and your learnings around the world. It gives you that flexibility and that freedom to be able to do that. If you looking back at the community over this time that you've been at Sydenham Shul, you've gone through some tremendously important events. Life events and country global events at Sydenham. Do any of them stand out for you?
Well, I suppose the transformation of South Africa itself was something that people had to be guided through. I like to say we're a family congregation where everyone is welcome, and we have had generations here. We could have three generations sitting together in shul, which is beautiful. But older people found the transition, the political transition in South Africa very difficult. We had to be able to encourage people and inspire people that this is a good thing and they should embrace it. And I think we've done well with that. What else? Gee.
Yeah,
there's been so much.
But that's it. I mean, 34 years. 34 years is an incredible amount of time to look at to look at a community
right.
Yeah.
It's in the last couple of years, I've really been privileged to do the next generation. So people whose bar mitzvah I did, I've now done their children's bar mitzvahs.
Right, right.
And that's very gratifying to see the generations coming through. But, you know, we live in an age, and you know as well as I do, that people like to be in their age-specific communities, an age-specific minion, which I don't necessarily agree with, but that's a reality.
Yes.
I'm very happy to see the generations sitting side by side in the same shul. But
and there are not many shuls. There are really not many shuls where that is the case, and it's a real concern. You know, when I try to explain that to my kids, when we were growing up, we were a family was part of the same shul. So I would walk into shul and go and say good Shabbos to my grandfather, and then be with, you know, we were different. We were all the generations in shul. But it seems to be the trend that you know, the kids go off to their minyan and older people go to theirs. And other people go, you know, we don't have that. Sydenham Shul is one of the few shuls where you do have the intergenerational davening.
But even here, we've had the challenge because we've actually started a young adults minyan on a Friday night, and it's going very well. And in fact, when Rabbi Stern joined us, besides being my associate and running our shtibble minion, we gave him a new job, which nobody else had before, and which really was not being attended to, and that was to develop a young adult community.
Initially.
And he's done remarkably well. We started with his Friday night dinners, which became a legend. We had
Absolutely. That very, very popular and very well known. You've had the most interesting people.
That put the young adults community on the mark, and we decided to launch it with that program, and it did a great job. And now he has a very nice following of young people. And really, that's what we're hoping to achieve, because, if we're not going to bring new people into, the shul is vibrant. The shul is a hub of activity. The shul is, thank God, pumping. But if we look forward and we just allow things to coast along, sooner or later, it's going to, God forbid, go into decline. And that's just the natural way of things. And so we have to ensure that the next generation will be here. So Rabbi Stern really is the man to bring in the next generation. They're not going to come for a 70-year-old rabbi, no matter how young and active I may be. Mm. They want someone their own age group. And that's the reality. So because I do have hopes and aspirations and say things I still want to get done, whether it's getting another book or two published or accepting invitations from overseas, which I've had quite a few, and sometimes I've had to decline the invitation because of commitments here. So I do have things. So the combination of what's best for the congregation and maybe what's best for my own personal development.
Absolutely.
After
I think,
some months of really thinking about it and sleeping on it, it seems it's the right thing. And I must say, besides the long-standing congregants who are sad to see me go, and I have to assure them that I'm not going, I'm still around for them, and we'll still keep connected. Most people, I must say, have been very impressed by this.
Well, I have to tell you that from a personal perspective, from a personal point of view, as I say, when I read your statement and I read the Sitnam Shul statement, to me, the overwhelming reaction I had was, this is true leadership. This is impressive leadership, because it is courageous. It is not easy. But as you said, it's looking forward. It's looking at the whole picture. And to me, I must tell you I was very, very impressed by it. We don't see, and it's not for me to be impressed or not, but I can tell you that we don't see a lot of leadership like this, and kol hakavod to you, and well done. I do want to fit in one song. Another one I think of your achievements is one of our favorite artists on this show, which of course is your son Choni G, an incredible talent. Rabbi Goldman, we wish you all the luck. Of course, if we will chat to you, and we will of course chat to Rabbi Stern as he takes over the community. But well done to you, and a good Shabbos.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.